tubs, ice cream tubs, and we'll have some candles in there. I have checked with the fire chief, and he says it's okay that we do that. We'll probably get some rain this weekend, we hope, so we shouldn't have to be worrying too much about that.
Yeah, maybe we'll get rid of our burn ban then.
Yeah.
So, Lori, you're a runner. Tell us what it's like to run in the evening versus the morning runs.
Honestly, this is the first year I'll be running the night race as well. I helped with it last year, but I'm really excited about it because it's totally different than what I've done. And I've done mud runs and stuff, but never done a night race, so I'm excited myself.
Okay. What kind of attendance or turnout do you expect?
Well, right now we have 75 people already pre-registered, and we think we'll probably pick up another 20 to maybe 30 runners the night of the run. Last year, we were kind of overwhelmed. We got there, and I think we ended up taking close to 185 people
wow.
registered to run. So we were a little maybe not as organized as we should have been, but it was a fun time, and everything was okay. And we're going to do a little better job this year lighting up the paths, and we make sure they run back to the back part of the fairgrounds. They can see where they're going.
Did you lose some runners last year?
Not that we know of. Nobody told us. But so I started the race, and then I got lost for a little bit, but I was there at the finish line.
Okay. Are you one of these ones that run from the start to the finish and take the shortcuts?
I can run from the couch to the refrigerator pretty quick and back down.
Well, tell us, if you're not a runner, how can you participate?
Another thing you can do is walkers are strongly encouraged and welcome to attend. We do have a 60-minute time limit, which is a good amount of time to get the 3.1 miles in. So please, walkers, come out. We'd love to have you.
Okay. Okay, what about children?
Yeah.
Night run with children?
Hopefully they're with their parents or someone, older brother or sister. We did have quite a few children last year run, and they did have a... They had their parents with them or a brother or sister, so yeah, we encourage them to be with an older adult. Also, we can use people to help us just volunteer. We're going to have people at turns at the water stations and help directing people with flashlights and stuff as to where to turn, which way to go.
Okay. Now, you say 5K is about 3.1 miles?
Correct.
How long does it take to run? Being a runner, how long does it take to run that?
A lot of times you see the first place finishers coming through in about 16 minutes for a male, about 19 for a female.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad. Not too bad.
I come in about 15 minutes later. So.
Yeah, I'd be pressing the 60 minutes, I think, myself.
I can do it in 10 minutes in my truck.
If people want to enter, what do they need to do?
Well, pre-registration is over now on July 9th, so we need you to register at the event, and we're going to start registrations July 21st on Saturday at 8:30, and we'll take registrations up to 9:15. Then the race will start at 9:30. And we have divisions for 14 and under, 15 to 19, 20 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, and 50 and over. Two more years, I'm going to do that 50 and over thing.
Are you? Are you? You're going to have to add a decade to that.
Oh, okay. For you, okay. We'll get you there.
I just lost my question. So, I know. What about people who may want to volunteer and help out?
Well, just give us a call up at the community center, 726-6477. Let us know that you might be able to come out and help us. We do have the Junior Fair Board is helping us this year, and then also the 4-H is helping us out. So we have quite a bit of help there, but we can always use more and could use some at the registration tables and then also at the timing system and that.
Okay. And again, the course starts at the entrance to the fairground, correct?
Correct. It starts at the main front entrance, and it also ends at the same spot, so it'll be a nice round course.
A nice circuit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And goes past the old Hardee's.
Yeah, past the old, behind the old Hardee's. There you go. We do have a timing system this year that we're bringing down from a guy from Bluffton, so that was a little hairy last year.
Yeah.
But we do have electronic timing system this year, so
okay.
That'll help us out.
Okay, well, the second annual Dave Miller Memorial Run on July 21st. What is the start time?
Start time for the race is 9:30. We'll start taking registrations there on site at 8:30.
Okay.
In the evening on Saturday. So we'd like to mention our sponsors, if that's all right.
Oh, yeah, please do.
Sponsors, EP Graphics, Pastor of Westchester Church, Pampered Chef by Laura Baldwin, Pack-A-Sack, Isogenics, Inman Newlock, and Star Financial Bank. And also want to thank WPGW and you, John, for allowing us to come on and share a little bit about it.
Well, we're more than happy to have you on. And as a matter of fact, great segue, after we pay a couple bills, we're going to come back and get Casey Waters up here and talk about another upcoming event at the community center. But right now, let's go back to Rob.